It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
Time to bring in NBC News political director Chuck Todd, moderator of Meet the Press, of course, and host of MSNBC's MTP Daily at 1 p.m. Follow him on Twitter at Chuck Todd. Good morning to you, Chuck. President Biden gets a shot at a Supreme Court nominee, huh?
He does. He couldn't have, and who's to say it wasn't semi-orchestrated, but you couldn't have orchestrated better timing for him to have to, at a time when he's at a low point with some of his key parts of his political base, particularly right. African Americans, to have a time to fulfill a promise without a ton of drama, right? This is not going to be a big fight. Republicans aren't going to put up a big fight. This is a liberal for a liberal, right? The votes are there. It's sort of going to be like what we saw with Gorsuch, if you remember. That was didn't have a lot of fireworks right. around it because it was conservative for conservative. You know, it's whenever the court shifts, do the parties start fighting? And in this case, the court's not really going to shift.
How's he doing with Asian Americans? I'm just wondering if the Asian Americans are sitting there going, hey, you're forgetting about us. We've supported you too. And why are you choosing one race and forgetting about us? There are no Asian Americans on the Supreme Court, correct?
Well, you know, it's interesting you bring this up. This has been brought up to him in general about his appointments, right? And this is what happens when you go down this identity politics road.
Right.
Once you bring up a point, which is, you know, okay, that makes one group happy, and then another group said, well, wait a minute, and this is the Asian Pacific Islanders Congressional Caucus has come down to the White House saying, you know, they haven't been happy with – you know, how many cabinet secretaries, they haven't seen enough there. So this is a pledge he made a week before the South Carolina primary. And Jim Clyburn endorsed, I think, 3 days after he made this pledge.
Right.
I've always thought it was something he had to do. It was, he had to promise Clyburn something big like that. I think it was, it obviously mattered, and he's got to fulfill this one. But, you know, this is what you bring up an important point when you go down this, and I've seen it with Latinas. I've seen, you know, them upset.
Yes.
Like, okay, well, no, you named a Cuban at DHS, and that wasn't necessarily – some Latino groups weren't crazy about Mayorkas. So it you just see this where it gets, you know, again, this is sometimes the rough road of identity politics.
Yeah, it sure is. Hey, talk to me about Ukraine. I know that, reports claim that he had a conversation with the president of Ukraine, Zelensky, yesterday. Are we sharing? I mean, it didn't seem like the Ukrainians are all that worried about the Russians. That they've been there for a long time. But it seemed
right.
like yesterday, from the reports claim that our president shared some information, some intelligence, I guess, with Zelensky
right.
that might have them a little bit more worried than they were the day before.
So Richard Engel, my colleague who's been in Kyiv and in and around Ukraine the last couple of weeks, he said one of the reasons that he's picked up this, why Ukraine has been publicly wanting to downplay this, is that Zelensky is very worried that basically if everybody starts to believe a threat is imminent, what's going to happen?
It's going to happen.
The wealthy flee.
Oh, I see.
Okay, that's what he's worried about, right? We've seen it. Look, we've seen it in Venezuela. We've seen it in Colombia. We've seen it, right? We see what, you know, the minute there's all of a sudden, the first people that come over are who? The wealthy people. And then they abandon the country and they abandon that leadership. So that's what our reporters are saying, that Zelensky wants. The one thing he's worried about is that all the elites take off if they really think an invasion is imminent. And
right.
so that's been one explanation for why there has been this different public posture from Zelensky versus everybody else.
Yeah, it makes sense. There's a lot of wealthy Venezuelans, for example, here in South Florida now, as you know.
And once they bail, you know, all of a sudden you don't have a support group if they've been a big part of you, right? And then he's susceptible to coup. You know,
and they're not coming. They're not coming back. Yeah,
they're not coming, back. Right.
Hey, what do you got coming up on Sunday? You got lots of choices here.
We do. We do. We're going to be doing, I think, the two things I'm hitting on are going to be Ukraine and the Supreme Court. But I also got two governors, you know, these days when you get two people from the opposite parties that will actually come on together, you take them up on it. So I got the heads of the National Governors Association, Republican Asa Hutchinson from Arkansas, Democrat Phil Murphy from New Jersey. They're actually going to appear on set together. So we'll talk a little COVID economy as well with those two.
Yeah, talk a little taxes with them too. I want to hear about that.
You got it. I will.
Yeah, I appreciate that. I'll think about you when I'm sitting there watching. All right, Chuck. Thanks. We'll see you next week.
Not April yet, but you got it. Yeah, all right. See you.
It's all right. We'll talk to you next week. Take care. See you.